This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with IBM. Today I'm speaking with Anna Lynch. Anna is Program Director for Performance Management and Product Interlock. And today we'll be speaking about IBM Cognos Proven Practices. Anna, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for inviting me, and I'm so happy to be here to talk to you about the proven practice area.
A lot of people in the industry think of best practices. How is a proven practice different, and how do we define it?
So proven practices are really documents that we've written based on experience.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed the name from best practices. We gave a lot of thought to using best practices versus proven practices.
Mm-hmm.
And best practices, after our full analysis, came to understand that someone had to make a decision that it was best.
Mm-hmm.
And given the various different environments our customer users use our products on,
mm-hmm.
it was hard for us to come up with the best solution. So what we've decided to do is call them proven.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it means that the product's been in use in an environment where it's been proven to work.
Right.
So this would give the customers the confidence that whatever we're delivering in the information is actually, in fact, something that someone's using.
Do you get people getting confused? Do you have to explain that distinction?
Well, we did initially when we first started out with the Proven Practice group, and
mm-hmm.
oh gosh, it's probably around 4 years old now that
really?
We've been around with the Proven Practices. Now they know what they're all about,
mm-hmm.
and they're accustomed to the information that's there.
Where do Proven Practices come from? Are they from the customers? Are they dreamed up in a lab? Maybe a bit of both?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the information that we have is material collected from various different sources.
Mm-hmm.
We use experiences from our product reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a proven practice team that works with the products before they're released
okay.
and during the time when they're released.
Okay.
So it's all about the experience that we've encountered. Before the release, it's the use of the product and what the proven practice team has, their experiences with the product in the past. And
mm-hmm.
they apply it to this new product that hasn't been released just
right.
yet. And they determine, what's new in it, what should customers be aware of or what people should be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
We take that same experience and members of the proven practice team, our services team, spend time with our customers, whether it be through a beta or through customer engagements.
Mm-hmm.
In various different formats and files that we receive
mm-hmm.
The information in, and then we collect them, format them, and make them available to our customers.
Mm-hmm. How many of these do we have?
We have just over 600 documents.
600 documents.
Available through the developer work site.
Mm-hmm.
And we have them in categories. So the categories are development, financial management, infrastructure, modeling, performance, report design, security, upgrade, and migration.
Wow.
It's information that goes beyond any of our documentation,
okay.
Any of our education material, and it's how the products are used within specific environments.
Mm-hmm.
Modeling or performance, for example, is a hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to make sure that their models, their reports are as efficient as possible.
Right.
And therefore, we document some of the things that we've used in the past with
mm-hmm.
other customers, what has been proven to work in
mm-hmm.
other areas,
mm-hmm.
And make that available so that other people can benefit from them.
So if I'm a customer and I'm listening to this and I've come up with a great way that I think could be a proven practice, what would be the process that I would go through, and then what to have that become a proven practice, and what kind of criteria does your team apply when they're accepting or rejecting something?
Obviously, definitely anybody can contribute to the proven practice area. It's
mm-hmm.
just simply an email to the proven practice team that's found on developer work site
mm-hmm.
in the area itself.
Right.
So definitely anybody can submit information. What we look for is
mm-hmm.
specific product information
okay.
that is unique.
Okay.
So it cannot be copied from any other documentation. It could be a tip or technique,
mm-hmm.
A style that they've used. Could be code as well.
Okay.
What the key is, it has to be original
mm-hmm.
and from the originating author as well.
Right.
We'll work with, our team will work with the customer or mm-hmm. whoever submitted the document to understand. If it's code, we'd like to have some sort of, you know, description of what the code will do.
Right.
And what benefit it will bring to other people.
Right.
So, you know, obviously, any format of document is fine,
mm-hmm.
but the idea is give enough information so that we can understand mm-hmm. the purpose,
right.
The benefits, and obviously the technique or mm-hmm. code that you're providing.
Right. So the procedure, we've gone over that essentially. If you have it, you prepare some documentation and email it to the team.
Right.
What would the email be?
The email is cscogpp@ca.ibm.com.
Okay. And these are all available free to on the DeveloperWorks site?
Yes, they are. They're all available there for the general public on www.ibm.com.
Mm-hmm.
To make it easy for people, we have a vanity URL, it's mm-hmm. called, which is called www.ibm.com/Cognos/support.
Okay.
Look for something under the featured links called Cognos Proven Practices.
Are there any in the pipeline that you can give us a hint to? Any sort of new ones that are coming out?
There's a lot of focus in and around our FPM products,
okay.
our financial performance management products,
mm-hmm.
And the group is working on increasing the number of documents within the TM1 space as well.
Right. And how big is the team?
The team is made up of 11 people.
Mm-hmm.
They are situated here in Canada,
yeah.
U.S., and then in the European countries.
So what type of documents are we talking about, or do we have?
Okay. First, a document starts out with a guideline created by the team,
mm-hmm.
okay, or someone who has experience with the product.
Right, okay.
And those guidelines are just generally the theory on how things work.
Right.
Now, just remember, they're outside of any documentation that we already provide mm-hmm. or education material. Then once the document starts to be used, we get feedback on, you know, has it been successful or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets updated to be what's called a proven practice.
Okay.
So the theory actually now applied within the environment. We also have information around troubleshooting.
Okay.
And any sort of tips and techniques that are beyond something that you'd find in our regular knowledge base or now called tech notes.
Right.
And they're usually tip and techniques that are beyond, let's say, a page or two long.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean? A longer yeah. type of technique that can
right.
be implemented.
Okay. Well, it's certainly a fascinating and dynamic area of the software, and one that we don't get to hear about very often. Anna Lynch, thanks for talking with us today.
Well, thank you. I hope you visit the proven practice area within DeveloperWorks. And please, if there's any feedback that you have that is worth sharing with us, just make sure to contact us through the email that's there.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks.
Business Analytics Forum is on Twitter. Stay connected, share your views, and join in the fun of our new event for IBM SPSS and IBM Cognos customers. Don't miss your chance to be heard. Follow twitter.com/IBM Cognos and search on the hashtag BA Forum for all the latest. That's twitter.com/IBM Cognos #BA Forum. Insights into business analytics from the people who shape the industry. This is BI Radio.